So let's review. The Gemara continues the story which caused David HaMelech to prohibit the Nesinim from marrying into Klal Yisrael. In revenge for Shaul HaMelech causing the death of the Gevinim, they asked for 7 sons of Shaul to be hanged. When David tried to appease them and they did not relent, David said, "Shleisha simanim yesh ba'umazu." There are 3 qualities that the Jewish people possess: Rachmanim, V'Bayshanim, V'Gim L'Chasadim. And the Gemara cites Psukim in the Torah. Rachmanim, Dechsev V'Nosan L'cha Rachmim V'Rachemcha V'Rebecha. Bayshanim, Dechsev Bavurtiya Yerasa Alpaneichem. Gim L'Chasadim, Dechsev L'Ma'an Ashi Yitzam V'Ezbon V'Ezbeisai V'Shamr Derech Hashem L'Asat Tzedakum Mishpat. David Melch continued. Kol Sheyesh B'Shleisus Man Halalu, Ro'ali Davik B'Umezu. Since they do not have the Midah Rachmanis, they're not worthy to become part of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, since David cannot appease him in any other way, he handed over 7 of Shaul's descendants, and the Gevinim killed them by hanging. Rav Huna explains that David chose these 7 in the following method. Hevirim lefnei Aaron. He passed Shaul's descendants in front of the Aaron. Kol Sha'aron ka'oltai lemisa. If the person was detained by the Aaron, he was given over to the Gevinim. Kol Sha'ein Aaron ka'oltai l'chaim. If the person was not detained by the Aaron, his life was spared. The Gemara proceeds to explain several difficulties in this incident. Generally, a person is punished for his own averis and not for those of his ancestors. However, this case was different to the extent that mutiv shiti akar is achas min atayra val yischal shim shemayim b'fahesya. It is better that this pasuk be questioned rather than causing a chil Hashem with that the Nesinim were mistreated and nothing was done. The pasuk continues and relates that the bodies were not buried until months later. Although it is also to leave over a body hanging overnight, this case was different. It's better that this pasuk be questioned in order to create a Kiddush Hashem. Passers-by would ask why they were hanging, and when they were told, they would say, "Ein lecha umesh arui lehidavik ba'kizu." The Jewish people is indeed a worthy nation. Uma b'nei malachim kach b'nei hadyotis alachas kama v'kama. Uma gim gurum kach yisrael alachas kama v'kama. They did not allow injustice, even the mistreatment of lowly comrades by mighty princes, to go unpunished. And as a result, miyad nuteisu al yisrael meyev v'chamishim elef. 150,000 non-Jews became gerim. The Gemara returns to that which we learned that Hanasidim David Gazarlein, and clarifies that other Kenanim who were Megayer were earlier decreed as Avodim and prohibited from marrying into Klal Yisrael. Moshe Gazarlein Nechsev Mechoy Tevet Secha Atshev Memecha. However, Moshe Gazarlein Hudar. Moshe only decreed for his generation. Later, Yeshua Gazarlein Nechsev V'yitnim Yeshua B'yemahu Choyt V'etzim Meshev V'mayim. However, Yeshua Gazarlein B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Yeshua extended the decree for as long as the Beis HaMikdash stands. David gazer bezman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim. David HaMelech extended it forever to be an Israelim. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah, which returns to Halachas of Yibam. Zok the Mishnah, Amir b'shua shamati, sh'asris chaylitz v'chotzen le'ishtai. I heard from my teachers that there is a sris that does chalitza, and the chalitza is done for his wife. V'asris loy chaylitz b'loy chotzen le'ishtai. And there is a sris that does not do chalitza, and chalitza is not done for his wife. Vein lelafarsh, but I do not know which one does and which one does not do chalitza. The Mishnah proceeds to present machloikis and how to interpret this teaching. I'm Rabbi Kiva ani afarsh. Sris adam chalitza v'chotzen le'ishtai. Mevnei shahis le'shas akosher. Someone who became a sris after birth does chalitza because there was a time when he was fit. Sris chama le'chalitza v'chotzen le'ishtai. Mevnei shahis le'shas akosher. A sris from birth does not do chalitza because he never was fit. Rabbi Yezo Eimer, loiki, sris chama chalitza v'chotzen le'ishtoi, mimnei sheyesh le'refuah. This is not correct, but rather a sris chama does chalitza because he can be healed. Sris adam loy chalitza v'chotzen le'ishtoi, mimnei she'ein le'refuah. A sris adam does not do chalitza because he cannot be healed. The Mishnah adds, hey Rabbi Shua ben Beseira al ben Magusas, shahoyi b'yushalayim sris adam. And when Ben Megusas died, the Yibum was Ishtoi, Lekayim de Rebbe Kiva. His brother performed Yibum in accordance with Rebbe Kiva's opinion. The Mishnah concludes with several halachas. Hasris lechaylitz v'lebinyabim. Rashi cites the Gemara above Daf Chav Dalid. The Gemara there says, "Asher teled prat la ailanas." Hasrish shachalitz livimto loy pasla. Rashi explains she does not become disqualified min hakuhuna shein chalitzas and chalitza because the chalitza is as if it never took place. Baala pasla memnei shehi beilaznus. Rashi explains sharsu loy mishum eishas ach shle b'makom mitzah and she is nevelol pasla. V'chein ailanas shachalitzu lo achen loy paslua baalua paslua. Same explanation. The Gemara begins to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said, "Sris Adam, Chaylitz v'chotzen le'ishtai." M'neisha hoisu le'ishasa kosher. Someone who became a Sris after birth does chalitza because there was a time when he was fit. Sris chama loy chaylitz v'chotzen le'ishtai. M'neisha lo hoisu le'ishasa kosher. A Sris from birth does not do chalitza because he never was fit. The Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Kiva, Sris Adam should be loy chaylitz, because he is included in the lav of lo yovet betzua dak of a kriyas shavchu b'kal Hashem, and Rabbi Kiva holds chiva lavin ki chiva krisis damu, the chiva krisis lav b'nei chalitza v'yibninu. Chiva lavin have the same status as chiva karis, in that yesh mamzer mechiva lavin, because they are considered an erva, and therefore they are completely potter from yibn b'chalitza. After rejecting two other answers, the Gemara concludes, our Mishnah follows the Tana that says, Mechiva lavin de she'er hava mamzer. It's only regarding a lav that involves a relative that Rabbi Kiva says, Mechiva lavin ke chiva krisis, and yesh mamzer mechiva lavin. Mechiva lavin grey di le hava mamzer. But regarding a lav that does not involve a relative, Rabbi Kiva does not say, Mechiva lavin ke chiva krisis, and a mamzer mechiva lavin. The child is not a mamzer, and since a sris odom is a lav greyde, he is not like chiva krisis, and he is a ben chalitza b'yibim. However, because of the Isra Lav, he is chaylet v'loy miyab.